What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See Sparky Fiverr with you. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Looking forward to talking to my guy, Dan Pizzuta, next NFL writer for the 33rd team. Dan, thanks for coming on. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Pizzuta. Dan, appreciate it. Your initial thoughts after having seen that game yesterday?
I think the most concerning thing would be, you know, the injuries that came out of it. Overall, what happened on the field, I'm not super concerned about it going into the season. But when you have, Jordan Love, who seems to be okay, but left the game, and then obviously you have, you know, Christian Watson, who tore his ACL, those would be my big takeaways that are going to be, you know, what potentially impact them for the playoffs. Less so the loss when you kind of had a Malik Willis offense running for most of this game.
With no Christian Watson now for the playoffs, torn ACL and possible other damage inside that knee. According to Ian Rappaport, Matt LaFleur confirmed this afternoon that's definitely an ACL for sure and that he's done. How does that change how the Packers go about things now against Philadelphia in your mind?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because I think the biggest thing that really hurts is when they're facing a lot of heavy man coverage. It's kind of what we saw when they played Detroit and there wasn't Christian Watson. And you can kind of, without that, really the deep threat opening up the vertical, you can kind of really condense what the Packers want to do on offense. That's not so much going to be what Philadelphia is doing on defense. They are going to play a lot of zone coverage. There's going to be some match things, but it's still, they don't want to have that explosive pass, so they're still going to be playing deep. So I think you can have some things underneath. So I'm not completely concerned about what it's going to mean for Philadelphia, but if the Packers, you know, do get past them, and you eventually have to play, you know, a Detroit or, you know, even a Minnesota, again, teams that'll play a little more man coverage, that's when I think not having Watson, even just stretching the field, is going to be an issue. I'm not quite as concerned in this matchup with Philadelphia, though.
Talking with Dan Pizzuta, NFL writer for the 33rd team. Of course, you know him from the Football Almanac as well. Let's talk a little bit about Jordan Love as quarterback. In my memory bank, and you're younger than me, so your memory bank is probably better than mine. I don't remember many games this year where he was like on for four quarters. It's been a lot of missing with accuracy, receivers diving for balls and so forth at different parts of the game. And then all of a sudden he gets into his zone for a stretch and then it kind of goes away. Then he gets back into his zone for a stretch. Second half of last year, there was a lot more on target throws more consistently than there is right now heading into the postseason.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think one of the great things about a quarterback like Jordan Love is because he can make all of those throws, some of the accuracy issues are not going to set him back for a full game. He can have a bit of a cold streak where he's trying some things, but because he can hit a lot of those throws, if one or two end up hitting, it kind of can get the offense back in the game, kind of back into a rhythm, back on track a little bit. But you are absolutely right that he did not have the same type of, just kind of hot streak that he did going in the last half of last season, but he was still very productive this season. Can't look at some of the advanced stats. He was 13th in EPA per play. So even with some of his, you know, hot and cold streaks and kind of running a little inconsistent, he was still a top half of the league quarterback. And I think there still is that stretch where kind of everything comes together a little bit. We do know he has that in him. So I still think that ceiling of what he could do. And you think you look at some of these quarterbacks in the playoffs, you look at, you know, if there is a quarterback who can single-handedly, you know, lead a team to victory in the playoffs, I still think Jordan Love can be one of those in this postseason.
Dan, what about their ability to use play-action pass? For myself and many others, I think there's a frustration that they simply do not use play-action pass nearly as much as they should, considering how much they want to run the football. And with the guy they have in Josh Jacobs, it's a top-five back in the league this year.
Yeah, it is certainly interesting. I think one of the things is, you know, I think you look at it right now, yeah, it was about 15th in play action rate among quarterbacks this year. So, you know, in the middle of the league, I think you would like to see that a little higher. I think one of the things they do also do is, you know, they use a lot of motion. So I think there are things that are changing that picture and manipulating the linebackers in a similar way that play action would. So I don't think they're completely going away from that when they don't use play action. But you were right. I would kind of expect them to be doing a little more of that. And I think he's been, you know, fairly good off play action. So I would, if they can get into a little more of, get some more leads and kind of get that the run game going a little more, I think there is more play action that they could be doing. But I do think with some of the other things they've been doing in that offense, they're getting some of the same, you know, types of reactions you would hope for off play action without actually running play action. So I think they have a little bit of both worlds when they're just running their typical offense too.
Dan Pizzuta, NFL writer for the 33rd team. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Pizzuta. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball and Jeff Hafley. Absolutely a complete blunder there at the end of the game, allowing them to get a chunk play for a first down and field goal range in order to kick the game winning.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Field goal. Put that aside. My issue has been consistently that this team does not blitz enough and does not do enough to get after the quarterback, rely too much on the front four. When they have faced running quarterbacks in the past this year, it gets even more conservative, less blitzing, because they're trying to keep the guys in front of them. Now you get Jalen Hurts, who as of right now is in a concussion protocol. I would assume he's going to play, but if he does play, that the threat of him running obviously still has to be a thing. Meanwhile, you look at the Lions, who just played the Vikings, who the Packers played last week, and again, they brought some pressure and tried to do some stuff, but the Lions played more cover zero than any other defense in a game this season, 14 times, allowing 5 completions across those dropbacks. You don't see anything even remotely close to that with this Packers defense. Do they need to be more aggressive in this game against Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think one of the things with, I think, Green Bay and why they're a little more conservative there is I'm not sure if they're trusting some of the corners to be holding up.
Yeah, but Dan, the Lions are on like their 50th cornerbacks.
Sure, yes, that was going to be the point I was about to make. I think the Lions kind of have this one speed. They have a lot of trust in their defense and the structure of the defense. Even you know, when they were running out some of these corners that you probably were not playing at the beginning of the year, the way they're able to kind of play in their man coverage, match some of the the communication that they've had has been fantastic. And I think that is something they've been comfortable with because they've been in that system for a couple of years, even teaching it, even with some, you know, new guys coming in. I think just the Packers have been playing it a little safe, where I do think they can be a little more aggressive. I think we've seen some success when they have done that. But I think it does come down to a little bit. Yeah, you look at the past four games, they've been under a 13% blitz rate. And they've been one of the lower blitzing rate teams all season. So it is something where I think you are right, where there is certainly opportunity for them to be a little more aggressive. I wouldn't be surprised to see them do that against Philadelphia, even if Jalen Hurts plays, because that has been one issue where he has not been quite as good his entire career against the blitz. Doesn't always have the right hot answers. That's been something with the Philadelphia offense since Jalen Hurts has come in. So if you can do that a little bit, not sure how mobile he is going to be. And even when you get Jalen Hurts out of the pocket, you make him a passer. He hasn't been a great thrower on the run and outside of the pocket, which is kind of, you know, counterintuitive to what you would think for a mobile quarterback, but that's kind of been a Jalen Hurts thing throughout his career also. So I think if you are more aggressive, can get him out of the pocket, sneaking in some of that movement, I think that is going to be the way you disrupt that offense a little bit, instead of just rushing for, you know, holding back and then, you know, trying to defend against Jalen Hurts, you know, Saquon Barkley, you know, some of those mesh points. I think that's when you get in trouble. So I would like to see them be a little more aggressive in this game.
Time with Dan Pizzuta, NFL writer for the 33rd team. I got another one for you. What about Matt LaFleur? How has he changed as a play caller from last year to this year? Because it felt like there was more building blocks in the play calling last year, specifically in the second half of the year. We're setting up teams for different things later in the game. Feels more disjointed this year.
Yeah, it does a little bit. I think that kind of comes down to some of the, you know, consistency they've had, one from the quarterback play. And I think they have really tried to establish the run a little bit early in the game. Sometimes that works, sometimes it hasn't, but they have been a little more consistent in trying to establish that throughout a game. And I think at times that has kind of taken out of the flow of kind of what Jordan Love was doing, you know, if you compare it to the back half of last season. So I think there is a little bit of trying to do a little bit of everything in this season, instead of kind of they were really relying on Jordan Love to just kind of make plays with his arm at the end of last year. So we don't see that quite as much. I think if they are, you know, going into the playoffs, you would like to see that a little more. So I'm interested to see if that does kind of develop a little bit as we get into the playoffs. But they, I think, have been just trying a lot of things on offense, and sometimes it's worked, but as you said, sometimes it has been a little more disjointed than you would like.
What's your feeling on this game, Packers in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, I've been very high on the Packers all year. I would like to say Green Bay. I think I am still going to lean that way. I think even if Jalen Hurts plays, he's still in concussion protocol. And so even if he does play, that's still, you know, 2.5 weeks now he's been in there.
Yep.
So that is concerning a little bit from that offensive standpoint. I think if you can kind of make them one dimensional a little bit, you have that ability on defense. And I do think even without Christian Watson, as I said earlier, I do think, you know, when you have some of these underneath, you have a Tucker Kraft or a Jaden Reed, I do think some of these receivers can, their strengths do match up well against this Philadelphia defense. So I think I am going to lean Packers in an upset, but it's probably going to be close.
I'm leaning Philly in a blowout. So we're on opposite ends of the spectrum here, Dan. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk throughout the playoffs.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.